This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Sam Morrell. We talk about matching with a girl you know over Tinder or Bumble, as well as how to dress for a sorority formal. Should you dress funny guy? Check it out. Share it with friends. Also, Saturday night, the 9th, I'm at Colorado Boulder. If you're at that school, come on by. It's going to be a great show. I think it's in the chemistry building or something like that. So come check it out and enjoy today's episode. The J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. Guys, I say it every week. I say it every episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you for spreading the word about this podcast. It keeps growing. We keep getting more emails. They keep getting better and better every episode. So keep doing that. Keep telling your friends, your coworkers, your brothers, your sisters, your mamas, your papas. You know what's cool is I've been watching the snap. All of you guys send me snaps of when you listen. And it really is cool to get brought into your world of when it's happening. You know, it's like a picture of a video of your dog while it's playing in the background, and it's like you in the car, it's you taking a shit. It's really, it's quite an array of listening habits that are out there at the gym. And it's cool to see that. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56. Keep sending those snaps. It really feathers my nuts. Every time I get a snap that shows you guys listening to the podcast. So keep sending those. JTrain56 on Snapchat, as well as all the rest of the platforms that you guys like to watch and follow and all that stuff. I'm excited about today's guest, a return guest, a fantastic comic, a good buddy of mine, Sam Morrell. Thank you for coming on.
Yo, I did not know your arms were that big. You have good arms.
Oh, I got good arms.
Underrated
arms.
Well, sometimes when guys have good arms, they like show them off. You don't really show them off.
I'm not looking, that's not what I'm about. I'm about the material.
No, but you wear like good shirts and stuff, so I don't see, like, you wear like button down shirts a lot of times, so I don't see but the arms are, they're impressive.
Yeah, listen, man, I always say my penis is a strong medium.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not impressing people. I'm just getting the job done.
Sure.
Like, if I hook up with a girl, there's a thing that happens. And I've been doing this boot camp class. So I've been doing.
I remember you telling me about it.
So I went to it before I came here. So I'm really, I must be.
You're glistening.
I'm vascular.
and now you're kind of like
now
aiming
I'm showing
them at
him
me
off.
Right now. Yeah.
But I do have this thing where I'll hook up with a girl and I can tell that they're not there for my body the minute that we're hooking up, and I'll be over them and they'll like grab my arms and they'll go, whoa, whoa. Cause then like that's when it really shows through.
Well, that's like, bonus.
It's like a bonus. Yeah.
You know, most people show off and then you take the clothes off and you're like, oh man, like with you, it's an ad.
Undersell, over deliver. I do it in everything I can. I want to undersell you. I want you being like, yeah, I'll hook up with this six, and then be like, oh, there's an arm that doesn't feel like a couch cushion.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I like the winter because I get to like, I have a deep voice. So I think people think maybe he could fight,
If I'm
wearing like a lot of layers or like they don't know, but in the summer it's like he can't fucking fight.
In the summer they're like, oh, it's just a guy.
Yeah, it's just thin.
It's just a little guy. I was just at this boot camp class, okay, and I go like midday when it's just me and like a bunch of moms, and then like the people who work at the gym will get their workout in.
Oh, nice.
And there's one dude, it's a lot of gay
hot moms.
It's
there?
Hot moms and gay dudes that go.
Oh, nice.
There's one gay dude, and
it's like every acting class, right?
Yes, this is that and boot camp classes at two in the afternoon.
Oh,
there's this
great
one. I didn't realize the range of gay dude that exists out there until like I moved to New York City. Just like I thought it was all like good-looking jacked up dudes. And then now there's like the whole Crayola box. There's one dude that is obese. He's literally obese. And he wears the tightest, smallest clothes. And he works at the gym. And he's in the class. And he's always in the way. He's like always, like you're in the, and like, if you're going to work at the gym and take the class, get out of the way for the people that are in a rush.
He's a fat dude who works at a gym?
Yeah, he's like, he cleans up.
All right.
But he was working out in the class. So like, I when the class ends, I run out to try and shower so I can get here. And I go to the shower and I like, they're being taken up. And in one of the showers, I know it's this fucking dude who's always in the way, this fat gay dude. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He's in the shower. I got to get going. I got to go do this. I got to go talk about penises with Sam Morrell and my arms. So like, I'm like,
the locker room is like,
and it's small.
Yeah. I used to go to the rec center by my old place and it was great because it was a swimming pool and stuff. But
yeah.
It would be like, there was like a fat lady on a noodle, like always floating horizontally across the lap lanes and stuff. And
yeah.
there was nothing really worked there. There was crazy people in the locker room. You get a lot of like crazies at the rec center.
And crazy naked. Crazy. This yeah. guy, I could, the problem with this guy is like, I knew he was there because I could hear it literally sounded like a horse was showering. Like like the breathing that was going on. Like you could hear him. And I'm going, and I was like, I know this guy, this fucking asshole is in the way and he could be just waiting it out. He's got the rest of the day. This
I don't
is his
understand
lunch break.
That. Isn't there some sort of code to like kind of cover up in the locker room? Like, I don't want to just see dicks. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like, I understand there's like people comfortable with their body, but I think there should be some code to like kind of cover up.
I'm one of those naked locker room people.
Are you?
I go towel over the shoulder.
Oh,
nothing
that.
Else. That like I'm even like I'm peacocking, and like I'm at that point.
No, I have it out, but it's like a quick change. I like.
Oh,
to,
really?
I don't like. I just don't like to be
like
naked.
I dry off
dudes.
Outside the shower.
I went to summer camp when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I went to shower naked, and I just like I was like this is. I feel like I'm in Starship Troopers or something.
Yeah,
you know,
when they're
stinks.
Flinging towels at
yeah.
each other. Remember how hot that was?
That was a hot movie.
Starship Troopers.
Denise Richards had a run, dude.
Oh my god.
She had a.
What's the one where she makes out with Nev Campbell?
Wild Things.
That movie.
My roommate and I were talking about it
yesterday.
That's
my first masturbatory experience.
Dude, it was, I remember renting that from the place, and my parents had rented for me. And they were like, what's this? And I was like, Mom, it's a modern noir. And she was like, oh, okay.
Modern noir. But, noir means chicks making out. Yeah.
Apparently. I mean, yeah, but you know, my roommate and I were talking about that movie. It's like, he said, Denise Richards or Nev Campbell? I said, back then, Denise Richards. Nowadays, Nev Campbell all day. I said.
Now it's Nev Campbell.
House of Cards. She
yeah,
looked great.
She looked good. And yeah, it's amazing the way that works. Just, we always think that you're buying the good stock, and then all of a sudden it just
exactly.
falls off the cliff.
Denise was not a good stock.
No, that was.
Anything Charlie Sheen invests in, beware
yeah,
of that.
That was Apple buying right now. You're like, Apple sounds good. No, you didn't get in low on this shit.
Oh, dude. She was so hot, though. Back in the day,
that makeout scene, there was nothing. It was Wild Things, and then what was the
cruel
other?
Intentions.
Cruel Intentions. You, yeah. you read my fucking mind.
I know
mind.
We're on the same level right now.
Yes,
I saw that with my dad, and he was like, "He's like, it's no Dangerous Liaisons." I'm like, "All right, Dad, come on."
He's going
Let
back
me
to
enjoy
his first
this.
Masturbation.
That was you Glenn guys- Close. It was her.
Let's get into the emails. You ready to do this?
Sure.
Sam Morrell, so pumped
it.
To have you.
Yeah,
at
it's good to
Sam
be here.
Morrell on Twitter and Instagram. He's going to be, if you're in New York City, he's going to be headlining Gotham Comedy Club April 23rd and 24th.
That's no, 22nd, 23rd.
22nd, 23rd yeah, here yeah. in New York City. So that's a big time show. So if you guys are in the city, April 22nd, 23rd, go to Gotham Comedy Club and check out Sam. He's fantastic to watch on stage. Also, this is kind of a, if you're listening to this early on, this is coming out on Friday. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, Sam is going to be opening up for the queen of comedy right now, Amy Schumer.
She's ruling it.
Ruling it. How pumped are you?
I'm pumped. I love it.
These are stadiums.
I know. It's exciting. We've had
Mark Norman on a bunch of times. He's a favorite
of
this podcast.
He's in Melbourne, so I picked up a couple
picked
of Schumer
up the
writing. Dates. Yeah. I'm psyched, man.
And you're gonna be in Pennsylvania. You're coming to my old stomping grounds, Penn State, the
you've
Bryce
got,
Jordan.
You've got a
Center.
Lot of stomping grounds. Because you're a New Yorker, you're a Boston guy,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, and then also you love Chicago, I know.
Love
so you have a
Chicago.
Lot of there's a lot of freed spots
yeah.
in the country.
I got some spots. This is yeah. one of my major spots.
Dude, I can't wait. And
you got to go to the Dark Horse for me.
Okay, I mean, I'm kind
bring
of
bring Schumer to the dark horse.
I'm kind of at her mercy.
Yeah, but just
tour,
say but... Schumer. I got an insights tip. J Train told me that they got this awesome drink called the Tonto, and that's where I've done the
most leg
kicking.
I feel like that's where
kicking.
She slams the door in my face.
Yeah, she's like,
right
get
on
the
Tonto.
Fuck out. No, it's Tonto. It's a sweet drink, and it'll get you fucked up.
Is bring, it like a zombie or something?
It's every bar that's a college bar has their thing. We had sure. Monkey Boys, we had Tontos.
Oh, jeez, now you're really sweetening the pot for Amy. It's a college bar. Are
yes.
you ready now?
I think that place would burn to the ground if she showed up.
I know.
Go to, so, guys.
How good was Trainwreck, dude? It's so good.
So
good.
So funny.
It's my favorite comedy.
I went alone and I watched it between two older women. Like, it was such an event for people to go to. And they were dying laughing. I'm like, by the end of it, I was like crying with Nana,
dude,
you know, watching this movie.
It's such, LeBron kills it.
He's so good. It's so amazing that he's good at that. It's upsetting.
It is upsetting. Yeah, he's like, damn, I don't think I could act that well.
Let's get to the emails. You
ready? Let's do an email, yeah.
Sam Morrell, at Sam Morrell on Twitter. Let's get into it. Tinder match surprise visit. This is from a lady listener.
Okay.
We have some, we've been playing with some drops.
Is that for the lady?
It's a chick email. We got a chick email. Bring it in the chick email. Sup, Papa J Train. I'm going to need some much guidance. I made a Tinder for one day a few months back and still occasionally snap one of the guys. He goes to a school a few hours away, so I never thought of pursuing, and I recently got back with a former flame. We're not serious, but we're exclusive, sorta. That means you're fucking exclusive. Well, Tinder boy told me he's coming to my school Saturday. To make matters worse, he's staying at one of my friend's rooms and has already told them he's planning on staying, hang out with another friend. And she puts in parentheses, I am assuming me. Help.
I apologize.
Man, Sam just fucked up with another drop.
Was that a baby?
That was for high school emails. We play that one.
Oh, okay. All right.
So let's get back to the email. So she writes that she has a guy that she met on Tinder.
And she's in college.
She's in college. He's coming to visit her school, and she thinks that he's going to want to hang, even though she has this kind of exclusive thing. Sounds like she doesn't want to hook up with him. What does she do?
Well, if she's dating someone, you can't fuck around, you know? But, you have to find out now if you're exclusive, because you've had this flirtation for months.
Yeah. And it sounds like she's getting off on her off hours with the boyfriend by snapping and being flirty with this other guy.
Sure.
And she says they're semi-exclusive, so she's probably just doesn't want to, like, commit to committing.
I've never heard of what is semi-exclusive. You're either exclusive or you're not.
I think she doesn't want to admit that they're exclusive because she knows that if she admits it, then there's a chance she could get dumped.
Right.
That's a chick thing where they'll be like, we're like semi-exclusive, where she really wants to be exclusive. She just doesn't want to say it out loud.
Right. I mean, look, would he be mad if you hooked up with this guy? Then you're exclusive. Just
yes.
think about, you're already not telling him about it. You
How
feel
does she
dishonest.
Get rid of this dude, though, that's coming in?
You just blow him off. Isn't that what you do?
Blow
what
him
what
off.
Do you do?
I don't know. It's funny because she's like, you got to think of a penis like an airplane.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I like the setup.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's you got to think of a guy's sex drive like an airplane. You have taken it off the runway, and it is in the air, and it's looking to fucking land on your face.
For me, there's if I have a few too many drinks, it might be a delay. I don't know.
It might
that
be a delay.
Sense, but
you're gonna circle in the sky
a
for a little
penis
bit.
Joke didn't make sense.
No, but it does make sense because she's basically had this flirtatious thing with this other guy, and in his mind, he's like, okay, I gotta drop this cum off somewhere.
Right.
I'm going.
Hopefully he didn't open with that.
Yeah,
but,
well,
excuse
that's
me,
how he, that's what he told his mom when he explained it to her. But I'm saying, he's in his mind, he's rationalizing. He's saying, she keeps snapping me.
Yeah.
She's into me. So she's saying, I'm only into him enough to flirt with him over Snapchat. Now that he's coming, oh, shit just got real.
This is the danger of these apps, though. It's
yes.
like, what flirting is, I think it, like, if I had a... If my girlfriend was on these dumb apps like Snap, like being like, ooh, hey, guy, like that type of shit, I mean, to me, that's cheating.
But I get snaps all the time from girls that are like, hey, like it'll be like them making a cute face. If I had a girlfriend, I'd be like, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, but these are younger girls, I think. I think that's a problem. It's like, this is an email clearly from a young girl. It's like, this is what young girls do, I think. I think you get to a certain age, you can't be doing this
shit. It's too
much
exhaustion.
Well, it's exhaustion, but it's also like you grow up. You can't be sending people snaps when you're an adult.
Please don't say that around me.
All right. Well, young girls keep sending in pictures.
Yeah.
I also love that you said you get pictures of shits. So
I get a lot of shit.
So you get
pictures.
Adorable girl faces and shits. They're like the two most opposite snaps.
It's a Russian roulette I'm playing every day.
It's dangerous.
I open Snapchat. Yeah, it's dangerous. I think my advice to her is you let him know over Snap that you have a guy. And listen, don't even say you'd like to see him. Because she's saying, I've met this, basically she's met this.
What does that do? Because I mean, the guy's probably going to be like, so what?
No, that's what I'm saying. She's met this ghost is really who she's met. And the ghost is going to come back to life at this point, this weekend. So she's met a ghost over Tinder. It was fun. She had that one time on Tinder. Then they started snapping. Now he's some guy that exists, but she's never really physically met. Now he's like, listen, I'm putting my chips to the middle. Right. I'm coming to your school again to drop off the cum. So what he said, so now she's like, oh shit, this ghost is coming back to life. I gotta fucking deal with it now.
Right.
So the only way you, and what I meant by the airplane thing is like, you've got him revved up to a point that his ego is like, of course we're gonna sleep together.
He's gonna be like a Malaysian plane and disappear.
Yeah, he's gonna disappear.
You can't go for this guy.
You gotta have this plane reroute back to its old school. So my point is, any amount of attention you give him will be misconstrued to think that he is the fucking man. Because right now, everything that's happened has made him think he's a man.
He
got you on Tinder. He got you to Snapchat. He's had the flirty Snapchats back and forth. There's nothing in his mind that thinks that she doesn't want to hook up.
Snapchat just seems like it was built for unfaithful relationships.
It's the flirtiest app.
I mean, it's like
they disappear.
I started Snapchat a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Just for this one girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of deleted it. I never used it.
And that was back when it was just one-on-one.
Yeah.
Let me show you my dick. Let me see your tits.
Right,
now it's turned into this more of a community thing where there is a little bit of ambiguity to what you're talking about, but it is still the flirtiest thing. So
yeah, it just seems like the idea of evaporating, it seems like it was made for like a mistress type of situation.
And that's kind of why she needs to be upfront and say, listen, I got a guy I'm hooking up with. If she doesn't want to hook up with him, you need to snap him. Hey, listen, I know you're coming here this weekend. I will not hook up with you.
Is he there for her? Is that did she?
By yes, basically.
Probably.
He's not coming to check out the campus. he's coming to check out
That'd
her
be great
campus.
If he was though. He's like, I actually am transferring. I have no interest in seeing you.
Yeah, I'm just really into the engineering program.
Is it Carnegie Mellon? Is that where it is?
I don't know where it is, but I'm just saying. She, right now, she has to lay that hammer down if she doesn't want to get with
him. Sure.
And because he's coming.
Yeah.
Either way. And the worst thing you can do is lead him on because you're going to ruin his fun trip.
Yeah.
You know, let him have his fun trip. Let him know, listen, we're not going to hook up. I got another guy. I'm sorry. You missed the fucking boat.
It just seems like the kind of exclusive is a very college thing. Like, you don't really do that as much when you're older.
Either
it's an early on relationship or not. Like, the kind of exclusive is like, we hook up a lot.
Yes. We hook up. I don't really have to see her every week. I don't have to spend Sunday hangouts. That's like
there's
kind
like
of
two people that are too young to want to actually commit to each other, and that's fine. So maybe it's not that serious a relationship.
Maybe
I don't
not.
Know.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Sam Morrell @SamMorrell. He's going to be at Gotham April 22nd and 23rd. He's also going to be with Amy Schumer this weekend. If you're in Penn State, go check him out. That's going to be that's a lot of fun. And if you're like, who's the opener? We'll just keep talking during the opener. Don't do that. Let him fucking do his act. Is that what happened? Are you worried about that?
Nah, it happens. It happens. I opened for the Impractical Jokers in November, and it was like a big venue like that. And they were kind of sitting, but you kind of just.
I did an Artie Lang. I just remember like it took like 4 minutes for them to be like, oh, this guy's talking with something funny.
Yeah. those fans are so there for Artie.
Oh, my God.
That it's like, yeah, you got to prove yourself.
It was so much fun.
But then it feels that much sweeter because you've kind of earned it.
Earned it. You get them into it.
Totally.
This guy writes, I'll Venmo you $30 if you answer.
For what?
We'll see. He needs advice. Hey, Train. I'm going to cut to the shit because I really need some B-plus level advice from you. I'm a senior at a top-tier fraternity in the Northwest. There's only
top
two.
Top-tier. I already don't like him. Top-tier.
There's only
fraternity.
Two fraternities at my school. Fuck that. So I just started to date this new girl. She's cute, a D1 athlete, a sophomore. About 1 week into dating, I got the news that my parents are getting a divorce. I knew they were going through
good. After top tier. Yeah. It's your fault. I'm going to show you that.
Sam's the reason they got divorced. He's actually happy it happens. About 1 week into dating, I got the news that my parents are getting divorced. I knew they were going through some problems, but the news was tough to handle.
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to
feel bad now.
Don't feel bad. It's fine. We get it. I didn't want to burden my new girlfriend, who I was still getting to know, with such a major topic. So I talked to my ex-girlfriend about it.
Ooh, I like this email so far.
We dated for 2 years on and off, and she was the one person I felt most comfortable talking to. We had hooked up a few times since we broke up and still talked a lot, but she knew we weren't together anymore. She really helped me out, and she really cared about me. Throughout our relationship, she always treated me better than a sorority girl treats her little on her 21st birthday. I didn't reciprocate the favor. I made the mistake on hooking up with her while I was with dating my new girlfriend. My ex, the one that he went back to for the dating, for the advice, found out by that I was dating someone else. Things didn't go so well, that to say the least. I only have one more month left of my senior year, and I'm not sure what I should do. Should I keep dating my new girlfriend and live with my guilt? We both know nothing will happen to us after I graduate. Should I dump my new girlfriend and try to make it up with my ex? My ex is definitely my best friend at the school, vice versa. I didn't find it right to throw out all we had had, but then again, I know she isn't someone I would like to date later. She isn't someone I would date later in life.
Is that the D1 athlete or the ex?
That's the ex. Or should I say, fuck it, cut the strings with both of them? I have my fraternity to hang out with, and I can focus on finding a job, adult shit, when I graduate and move back home. Once again, it's only a month. What do you think you should do?
Well, first off, I mean, so we have why can't you date her in the future if she's your best friend?
Well, I think he's just saying that, like, after school, you don't know what will happen.
Sure.
So he's got the girl he's dating, the ex that he went to with the divorced parents stuff, or the nothing at all.
I think, I mean, it's your last month at college. You want to have sex with someone, right? So, I mean, definitely have someone. Why can't you do both? You know, fuck one of the girls and then get a job.
I mean, he could get a job.
Get a job.
He's gonna have to get a job.
You'll get mounds of pussy once you have a job. That's what jobs are. You have money and stuff.
I think the move for him is obviously this girlfriend that he had. Obviously what he's looking for is affection.
Yeah. And you're not getting one of that from a D1 athlete.
I mean, he went to the lifting team for affection. It's kind of weird. It seems like he doesn't want to be alone.
Sure.
It doesn't matter who it is at this point. And I get that. That's kind of the problem. I've said this a million times. I've probably said on this podcast a million times. If you're in a relationship, I pity you on a Saturday night and I envy you on a Sunday morning. You know, that is the truth of relationships. And a Saturday night, you want to go out and you're going to be living high off the hog.
Right.
And into a few hogs, if I do say so myself.
Yes.
But on a Sunday, you want to be held. You want someone that knows you, that knows your stories, that it's easy to hang out with. That's what he's dealing with right now. I think right now the girlfriend that he has currently is just a warm body. I don't think he really cares about her, because if he did care about her, even though they're getting to know each other, he would have gone to her with the divorce stuff.
Yeah, if it's your girlfriend, you have to tell her, you have to be honest with her, and you have to be able to vent to her.
Yes, so you got to dump the D1 athlete. You got to dump the girl.
The truth is, these are all college kids. None of these relationships are going to work.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Know?
So he's got to dump the one.
Unless
that he's
you're
with
in the Midwest,
currently.
In which you're probably going to marry this person. So, you know,
you'll get
your
fat
life's
together.
Suck. Yeah, come on.
You'll live at Walmart. But yeah. But you got to dump this current girlfriend. And what you do is be friends with the girl that is like your ex. Just hang out with her. Don't label it. Go take this 1 month and hang with your boys, but be her friend and let her know, listen, I ended it with that last girl. I'm really sorry for hooking up with you. We obviously have this thing and we you know, went in on it. That girl will be there for you again. If she was willing to go back to you after being an ex and, you know, make out during your time of need, that'll be there for you. And you guys can have fun with that without having to sit in the mired conversation of what is this? What are we going to do? Just live in this excuse of the 1 month left. It's what, you know, what do the Amish kids do?
Yeah, when they come to New York and go crazy.
Rumspringer. This is your Rumspringer.
Yeah.
So what you do is you dump this one girl, say, listen, it was great being with you, but this isn't the relationship I'm looking for. And then you say to the other girl, and you just see her out. You're with your buddies. And she's going to be around. I think she'll be there for you.
This D1 athlete must have great legs, though.
Oh, I love good, like a horse.
I bet
a thoroughbred. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, also, it's Sam-Morel for Venmo if you want to pay me as well.
What's up, guys? This is Rob Fox from the Inside TFM podcast. You can hear us every Thursday talk about all the dumb, drunk shit we did and what's going on at TFM and our takes on just what's going on around colleges in the country. So subscribe to us on iTunes or you can catch us on the site every Thursday.
Hey, guys, it's Jeremy Roenick here. Are you a hockey fan? Do you like interviews with some of the biggest names in sports? Then we are the podcast for you. It's the Roenick Life Podcast with JR and Jaffe. Join me and Billy Jaffe each week as we give you our takes and opinions on the NHL and just about everything else in between. We'll talk hockey a lot, but we even may dip into other sports, politics, and entertainment. Nothing is off limits. It's Roenick Life Podcast with JR and Jaffe. New episodes publish every Tuesday morning. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, and we are now on Spotify. Don't miss it.
We're here with Sam Morrell at Sam Morrell, SammorrIl on Twitter and Instagram. He's going to be at Gotham Comedy Club 22nd and 23rd. Also with Amy Schumer. If you're listening on Friday, she's going to be at the Bryce Jordan. He's going to be opening for her at the Bryce Jordan Center tonight. And then he's going to be at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre, PA. That's in Scranton. Oh, we have some listeners. There's some people that came out.
Scranton?
I was at that.
I can't hear Scranton enough thing in the office. That's always what that show did to it.
Always. Let's go to the next one. Dressing for formals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's formal season. Okay. What's up, J-Train? I have a question debate that needs your fraternal wisdom. My buddy and I were recently invited to a sorority formal, which is coming up next weekend. I'm going with a girl who's been my date to past functions. So yes, she's seen my dick before. I would love to hear that in a normal conversation. Yeah. Like, I would love to hear. So I'm going with a girl. Yes, of course, she's seen my dick before.
It's like these kids just want to provoke you. You know,
it's
like a drunk. I was in. I'll tell you after this email.
However, my buddy is just going with a girl he knows from some communication classes. The debate in question is a little queer, but my buddy is insistent we dress and go with the funny guy routine at the sorority formal, aka Hawaiian shirt, blazer, etc. However, I've constantly been a believer that you close at sorority formals by how you look during the inevitable sorority pictures. By the time you get to the venue and start drinking, your fate has already been sealed on how your night is ending. Okay. Furthermore, you don't want to play that card when your date is someone who you don't know that well. What say you, J-Train? Do I listen to my buddy and his overwhelming fondness for Hawaiian shirts, or do I listen to my dick and stick with the classic suit and tie? Because when it all comes down to it, this dick ain't sucking itself. Keep up the good work, bud.
I think it is, the way he's speaking.
that's an old saying here on the podcast. This dick ain't sucking itself. All right.
Dude. I mean, be fun. Chicks like funny guys. Have fun with it. You don't have to. I mean, yeah, you might get laid in the suit and tie, but you could also do the fun suit and tie thing where you undo the top button and do the loose thing and the whole Sinatra look. You know,
it's a great look.
That's a good look. But you might get laid if you're funny. It's a good icebreaker. And then you break it with the funny shirt.
I gotta say, I hear what you're saying.
You're against it, though.
I'm against it. And here's the reason. The reason is, and it's really lies in the email. If you look between the lines, he's going with a girl that's seen his dick before. So he is in confident, like, I'm gonna wear a suit. Why wouldn't I wear a suit? The guy who he's going with is going with a girl from his communication class. So he's really nervous about what's gonna happen. So he's like, I'll go funny guy. To lift off the, you know, what do you do when you're nervous?
So it's not funny, and we all know there's nothing funnier than a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, pretty hilarious. We all remember Carlin breaking out the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, that's how.
But no, you're right. I think you're right.
I think he's saying he should do this, and he's trying to bring you into it. Because here's the thing about dressing funny. It divide the funny by the amount of people you need to do it with you. So it's funny if it's just him doing something and he doesn't tell anybody.
Right.
It's not funny. It's now, that funny is divided by two if it's me and my buddy did it together.
Right.
If it's you and three buddies.
You're not as confident,
you're not as
right?
confident.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
a,
yeah.
it's an uncom. It's a, it, has a, it shows lack of confidence. So, and also.
You know it would be a funny thing? The Dumb and Dumber guy outfits.
Fine.
That's fun. That's a fun outfit.
But you dress up funny for your hometown formals.
Sure.
They're going away game. And this is what I'm saying. And this is kind of a lesson for life. There's always that moment where you're like, am I overdressed. You can never overdress. You can never overdress for a job interview. For, you know, obviously overdress, wearing a tux.
Comedy, I'm going to disagree. I met with a very good producer once at Curb Your Enthusiasm. My dad forced me to wear a blazer and a tie.
Really?
I walk in, he's in sweatpants. I felt like the biggest fucking tool.
But did that lose? You think that lost you the job? Is looking nice?
It was just an interview to meet him. But I felt like an idiot. I think it hurt my confidence in the end. Like when you're that dressed up, it's a comedy writing meeting. I think you should do what you feel comfortable in, and you'll be the best.
Do comfortable, but I'm even saying, like, you go to a wedding and mm-hmm. it says black tie. I went to a wedding a few weeks ago and it was black tie optional, and I roomed with my buddy and he goes, like, I put on a tux.
Mm-hmm.
Black tie optional means tux or dark suit.
Sure.
He had like blue pants and like a and like a bow tie that looked like it was gonna like spin. It was gonna go whoop, 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 whoop. And I looked at him, I go, what the fuck is that? He goes, black tie optional. I go, optional doesn't mean any option. It means the option is dark suit. And I, you know what? Everyone notices the person that underdresses. Everyone notices. Everyone's like, what's that guy doing in jeans? You look at jeansy. You ever go to the church? You ever go to a wedding where it's the church and then there's a break between the church and the reception?
Yeah.
And there's always that jamoke that walks in jeans and he's like, yeah, this is just for the church part. No, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You're being talked about by me.
You know what I think about? You ever see Meet Wally Sparks with Dangerfield? Great line where Dangerfield says, he's hitting on this like really hot, out of his league woman. She's like, I don't believe in casual sex. He's like, if it won't be casual, I'll keep my tie on.
So great.
Such a classic.
I just think with this guy, it's only, here's what also happens if you dress funny guy for a formal event.
Yeah.
It's funny for half a minute.
Right, exactly.
And now you're dressed think how like long a clown. This part,
yeah, it's funny. And then it's like 3 hours in, you're like, yeah, you're still that guy.
I'm still the guy dressed. And you're doing it with a buddy. Would you have him hold your hand
right.
to this event? Listen, go look nice. Be respectful. And here's when you show your personality. And I've said it a million times on this podcast. On the dance floor. That's when you bring it, okay? You got to be, because there's nothing worse. And I said this on, I tweeted this on April Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than the guy with zero personality 364 days of the year, and then April Fool's Day walks around and he's like Mr. Personality.
He walks in with a gun. He's like, what, you can't take a joke?
Yeah, like, dude, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Fucking unfunny loser. All of a sudden you're coming with jokes on the one day. That means you have no personality.
I had a friend text me that someone important to me killed himself, and I was like, what? And he's like, gotcha.
It's like, dude, wait, no, that's not a joke at all.
I was like reevaluating a lot of things in my summer. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do?
I gotta take care of the family.
I just wrote back, good one, with an exclamation point, you fucking prick. Jesus Christ.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, here with Sam Morrell, @SamMorrell on Twitter and Instagram. Girl you know on Tinder. This has been asked a few times, and I'm happy we're going to do it.
Yeah, I've definitely dealt with this before.
What's up, Jay Strange? New listener to the show here. I'm already addicted to the show, and I enjoy listening to all the old episodes. Thanks, man. Okay, enough ball feathering. Let's get to brass tacks. I matched with some girl on Tinder the other day. Well, I have no problem starting a conversation with random girls. This is a girl I know from high school, and we sort of run in the same social circles back home. She's a strong 888. We are both seniors at schools located in different states. However, we'll both be back home or near home after graduation in May. Crux of the situation is, how do you start a conversation on Tinder with someone you kind of sort of know? Does not being in the same area for the next month complicate any possible conversation? I'll probably see her at the bar over the summer. So is it creepy to bring up in conversation about how we matched on Tinder? Keep up the good work. Hopefully I'll see one of your shows soon. And kind of as a follow-up to that email, this guy writes, I've come to understand an experience that every guy that uses Tinder or similar apps has had, that seeing girls that you know or have been interested in before on Tinder and other apps, I'm struggling to decide what to do. I swipe left and she swipes right. Now I lost all the opening. But if we both swipe right and match, how do you approach that? Is it a laugh it off kind of thing? So these are kind of the same.
There's no risk. There's no, you always swipe right. Why would you not?
Always.
I mean, if she swipes left, then who cares? It's just nothing ever came of it, and she doesn't know what you did. But if you both swipe right, and then you can like play, you can play it off funny. Just have fun with it.
It's actually, it's a great conversation starter. I'll give you a couple examples. One time I matched with a girl on Bumble recently. Her first message to, it was a girl I knew and I had just seen like a week before. It was a girl I knew and she wrote to me, I want to set you up with one of my friends. That was her first message to me.
On Bumble?
On Bumble. And I knew her. This is someone I knew.
That's kind of annoying.
But, okay, at least I knew the deal. Yeah. At least I knew this was playful, ha-ha, can't believe we matched type of thing. Okay. It wasn't like, I've been secretly jonesing for you. She stated it right away. And usually that will be the case. If this is funny, ha-ha, they will let you know right away.
Okay.
If it's not funny, ha-ha, and it's like, oh, I could see myself, this is, now it's out there, we both think each other's hot, that will be a different type of conversation. The conversation will go more, and what you should do is lean on the commonalities. Lean, yeah. I always write, oh, fancy seeing you here. Like I write something like that. It calls it out. It shows that I'm happy.
Shows that you're confident.
Confident about it. Yeah. Like, I don't care. Fancy seeing you here. How you been? What have you been up to? And then I go straight into that. And we start talking like we're texting.
I just write dot, 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 suck it. that usually breaks the ice.
That brings it down, yeah. But I'm saying, if you just call it out right away, it shows that you're confident. Yeah, it shows that you're game. And also, when you see someone you know, and the problem with seeing someone you know over these dating apps is really a couple dates in or a couple meetings in. It's that it gets more serious quicker than maybe you're ready for. Because now that you do have these other friends, friends find out, they start asking. You know, you want to, if, so the ideal situation.
Well, if you're a coxman, you don't brag about it, you matched on a fucking dating app.
But she will say something.
She'll say
to the mutual friends. Okay. She'll say, I just matched with so-and-so. He's been texting me now. That's fine, but just know that that's happening.
Yeah, and you also just, who gives a shit? You go home, you get it in there, and you go back to wherever you live.
Well,
have
that's
some
why
fun.
The move with someone, you know, hey, how you been? What are you doing this weekend? You go straight towards this weekend conversation. Sure. Are you hanging out with that mutual friend that you guys know each other? Oh, you're going to be at that bar? I'm going to be at this bar. We should meet up later. Now you keep it in casual town.
Mm-hmm.
Keep this thing in a meet up later
casual
type
town,
of place.
One of my favorite cities in the country.
Best city in the country.
Underpopulated. But
underpopulated.
Great. Yeah.
Great sex happens there.
Yes. The best sex.
Best sex in the country. So you go to casual town and you just keep it there. Hey, you're going to be going out with so-and-so. Now you have the people. And then, and really what this is it's a referral.
Yeah.
The best, the most sales happen from a referral. So you have that friend that's like, oh yeah, they know that person. They are friends with you and them. That means you are a good person.
Basically, it just means you're probably not going to kill the person.
Yes.
And for women, that's huge, right?
Yes.
Not a lot of murders happen through mutual friends.
Exactly.
They're more random.
People don't like the embarrassment of a murder on their schedule.
No. Moon's a week.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Sam Morrell. Let's do this one. Okay, I like this one because it's kind of creepy, and it's fun, and it's short, and it's called Do I Pursue?
I like it.
What's up, J-Train? I recently moved back home and met this girl on Tinder. Solid 7, 8, 9. So face, body, personality.
Okay.
7 face, 8 body, 9 personality.
Okay.
We've been talking for a little while. Turns out she's a senior in high school.
Okay.
So he probably came back from college, swiped her. Senior in high school. She seems like she only wants to hook up, but her being in high school throws me off and makes me feel like I'll be on to catch a predator. Love the podcast. All the advice. Thanks. I love that it's called Do I Pursue? It makes it sound even more creepy.
Yeah, that's
Do I Pursue?
That's what Chris Hansen's going to read.
Yeah.
Fucking creep. I mean, you don't pursue because she's in high school. I wouldn't because high school, to me, I'm fucking almost 30. I don't want to.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't.
How old is he?
Let's assume that he's coming back from freshman year.
Oh, that's fine. If you're 19 and she's 18, what's wrong with that?
I'm against it.
Really?
You know why?
Because as a hookup?
Yeah, as a hookup.
Okay.
If you're like, let's say even say he's a sophomore. I think the personality, like the mindset and the things you learn about yourself, even in freshman, the divide between a freshman, a guy who's coming back from freshman year of college, and a girl who's just getting out of high school, like mentally.
Yeah, that college kid thinks he's worldly right now, doesn't he?
He thinks he's so, it's just such a divide. Even if he thinks it, he is a little bit,
yeah.
He's dealt with Laundry.
He studied in Prague. She's never left Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah, you know?
And I just think like everyone always does that thing where it's like, we're only 4 years apart. And it's like, yeah, but you're 22, age, yeah. She's 18. That's the biggest 4 years.
24, 28 is different than, yeah, exactly.
24, 28 is totally different than 22, 18.
Yeah.
You know, like that different is miles. Like,
You've swayed me twice on this podcast already. You're good.
I know what I'm doing here. This is why it's the J-Train podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But here's what I'm saying. I just think that even when if I've gone out with like a 23-year-old, like in like 23 to 31, that happens. That age difference does happen, but the mental gymnastics that I'm doing even understand where this person's coming from.
You're quoting Fresh Prince. She's like, doesn't know what the fuck that is.
Doesn't know Fresh Prince. Doesn't know your references. Doesn't understand the idea of being tired.
Yeah, you watch Full House. She watches Fuller House. You got nothing to talk about.
Nothing
to
talk about. She's wondering about, you know, she calls Aunt Becky Grandma Becky.
Fucking bitch.
I can't fucking deal with that. No, I hate her. But I'm saying like the mental gymnastics you have to do to like have that conversation is something that you don't even realize that is like so much harder to get through.
I lived with a younger girl and as a roommate and it was tough.
Yeah. And anytime someone leans on the years, they're missing the point. They're like, it's 4 years. Yeah, but those 4 years are the biggest 4 years. It's 1 year. Yeah, but this person lives at home with mom and you're coming home for a summer with mom.
Right.
You know, like you have an out. So I just think, you know, as a piece of advice.
But you're now breaking it down though intellectually as opposed to a hookup. Because like 19, 18, it doesn't, right? I mean.
No, it's fine.
If you're looking for a hookup, you know, whip that car outside, hold some wine coolers out and let the good times roll, I say.
Yeah, if it's just a hookup. I just think he's in for more trouble than it's worth.
Okay.
And this is what always happens is, yeah, it's a hookup, whatever. But now she's in high school. Now you're the guy. It's never fun to go back.
But didn't he meet her on Tinder? Doesn't he know her age based on Tinder?
Yeah.
So he should be. I mean, if the age isn't the problem, why is he surprised she's in high school?
I'm just saying the mental divide between when you have done a year of college and when you haven't is huge. And when you've done a year of post-grad and when you haven't, and when you've done a year of I love my job and when you don't love your job.
Right.
Like just that 1 year is a huge divide to get over and just understand that you might not be able to like connect with this person on a level that's beyond. Like I've been in situations.
He described her as a 7, 8, 9. He's not looking for a connection.
But I've been in a situation where I'm like, I'm just looking for a hookup. And then I'm like, oh, I can't even get through 15 minutes with this person.
That's true.
And you're going to have to get through 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
when you're really
work
selfish.
For the wise.
That's when you're like too young to really understand what working for it means. You know? You know what I mean? Like now you're like, yeah, I got to fucking take her out or something.
I got to shit. I got to talk to her.
You learn to connect at a certain age. But like when you're 18 or 19, you're just like, she's still talking to me after she blew me. I don't understand what I did wrong.
You're like, this dick is not even hard anymore. What are you doing here?
But like you grow up and you're like, oh, I was a bad kid. And I didn't have any guidance. And now you grow up and you're like, oh, of course you want to connect with someone. Yeah. So, yeah.
You want to be able to be like, do you want to do lunch? Like, I want to do that.
Yeah, now, I'm dating a girl now. I'm like, now I want to hang out always. But like before that, I would be like on the road and I'd be like, oh, God, do I have to like sneak her out of the hotel? You know, Jesus, the worst.
I just get up and go, well, that's it for me. And then get going.
That's good to be funny in that situation.
Always lean on laughter.
To do like the little stairs out. You walk down the stairs out.
Ta-ta! I always do see you never and then just
lift up a leg and fart and be like bye.
I've done that actually one time before. I was hooking up with a girl and we were in her bed and I took my legs, put it over my face, like put it like my face in between my legs and just let out the biggest fart. And she was like, I can't. She was so shocked that she was like, I can't believe, why would you do that? And I was like, gotta go. And then
you're like, right now, you're like, you don't get my humor. Yeah. So this is not going to work.
I guess you don't get me. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Sam Morrell, thank you for coming on.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. We're going to do some hypotheticals. We're going to do some news and then we'll be done. It was great to have you on. Go check out Sam. Fantastic comic at Sam Morrell on Twitter. SammorRill on Twitter and Instagram. It's going to be at Gotham the 22nd and 23rd of April. Also with Amy Schumer at State College. Listen, all the Penn State people, if you listen, go check them out. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to come right back.
Also,
with
my album, Class Act, on iTunes. Buy it. It's on Spotify, too. Some of you are probably in college and cheap. So, listen, it's a great album.
Class Act.
Yeah.
Go check it out. Look it up on Spotify and iTunes and go buy it on iTunes.
Buy
it's
it.
It's your parents'
leave
credit
a nice
card.
Review, too.
Yeah, leave a nice review. We're going to be right back with hypotheticals, some shout-outs in the news. Hey guys, welcome back. Here with Sam Morrell. Sam, thank you for coming on and answering those emails.
Thanks, man.
Fantastic job. It's great to have you, as always. At fun Sam Morrell. At Sam Morrell on Twitter. Go check him out. Support him. Twitter and Instagram. Man Samp.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
At Man Samp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday here at Stand Up New York Labs. What do we got? We're going to do some, a couple follow-up emails. Last episode got a lot of feedback. We had Noah Gardenswartz, so funny, gave some great advice. This guy wrote, I just want to read, people have been sending more follow-ups than shout-outs, which has been very cool, so we're going to do them right now. Jew Train, you were right. Oh, this is the guy, he wrote in that he was worried about his girlfriend getting a brand new haircut.
Right.
And we were very positive about how awesome that would be for him. And he wrote, Jew Train, you were right. Her new look is great. And the sex got even better since the change. More adventurous in life, more adventurous in the sack. And if that isn't advice to live by, I don't know what is. I like that we have a happy listener.
Fear of change can be good.
Change is great. I love when the chick changes it up. Well, and there's another guy wrote, this guy wrote a list. One, I think most listeners put more effort into a title for emails to get your attention than to girls, myself included. Two, Noah G is a dope guest. Bring him on more. Three, your advice on if a girl says, I can't believe I'm telling you this results in a hookup, is so fucking spot on that I had to email to tell you. We had on dates, if a girl's like, I can't believe I'm telling you this, I'm like, she's in.
Yeah.
Totally in. Four, I hate when some guests say that people emailing in are disgusting towards women. Clearly, we make our emails so douchey to make everything funnier. Chill out, dickholes. Five, I'm
vice... Yeah, you're not disgusting towards women. You're just disgusting in general.
Yeah.
Dickholes.
Five, I'm vice president of my frat in a Big Ten school outside of D.C. During my VP report, I have TFM Tips of the Day section where I pretty much pull advice from your podcast. Six, you're a Jew. Okay, thank you for the feedback.
I like that he said it like he was breaking ground for you. Yeah, thank you. What?
I'm a Jew? Haven't even Freed. Noticed. These stomach issues tell me that every day. Let's go to a hypothetical. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do, this is a good, we've had some really good hypothetical sentence. Okay. Hey, J-Taint. I have a pretty good hypothetical that has been stirring up some controversy for a couple hours now in my group text. Would you rather have a 4-day ticket Thursday through Sunday to the Masters or have sex with your favorite porn star once a day for 4 days?
Oh, that's an easy one.
So ticket to the Masters, all the events. Uh-huh. 4 days include the par three? That doesn't get you the Wednesday, does it?
Oh, gee, is there like an option three? Golf? That's their fucking big thing?
The Masters. No, that's the best event.
Can I make this like for basketball or baseball or something?
How about you get a ticket to every all-star basketball event?
I mean, that would take that in a second.
Over the porn star.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Masters, mate. The Masters is like, that's like Mount Rushmore of events.
If we were like 18, both of us, then we'd probably go with the porn star, I think. But like right now, I'm like, dude, All-Star Weekend, that looks so fun. 3-point contest and dunk contest.
I want to be in the room. They call it the Black Super Bowl? That's that people call it that. That's so funny to me. What do you think?
White people call it that.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. I don't care about golf at all, so I'm gonna go with the porn star.
But you can't even appreciate.
Which porn star is it?
Jesus, I don't know. Lexus Texas, maybe.
Oh, I know stuff about her, dude.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to the Masters, I guess.
What do you know?
I just know someone that had sex with her.
You do?
Yeah.
Really? So yeah. I guess that ticket isn't so hard to get. Okay. I just think I'm going the Masters. There's no question. That is Mount Rushmore of events.
Well, I didn't know you were a golf guy.
I like
I mean,
big
I knew
events.
You were white, but I thought you were like, I knew you were white Republican, Jared. Yeah.
I like watching, I like when golf's good. Like I want to, if it's coming down the wire, I just like a cool event. And I think that event's like one that's like, it's very tough to get into. It's exclusive.
You
got to
do the road with Rich Voss or something. You guys would have
to. Well, I don't
ball.
Like to play golf. That's okay.
I thought you were saying you don't like Rich Voss.
No, I don't like Rich. No.
I like, if it was like, I think the basketball or like even just floor seats are great, man.
You know? And the porn star thing, to me, it's like, you know when they give you 4 tickets to the buffet?
Right.
And then like by the fourth and you're like, I kind of want to just get a meal. I'm going to give this away.
Right.
I feel like I do that with the porn star. I just be like, Does anyone want this?
By day four, you're like portion control. Right?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't want to be involved in this. You know, like,
porn star.
I'd,
yeah.
I'd go out to the lobby and I'd go up to some kid that was in need. I'd be like, "Listen, Alexis Texas is here."
It would ruin it for you. It would ruin it for you too. I think you like the porn stars, but like at a distance.
Yeah, you'd have it once, and then she'd be like, and then she'd like turn over and have a cigarette, and then call her boyfriend. And you'd be like, "Ugh, this seems so wrong." Let's do one more hypothetical. Dear Mr. Train, super stoked to see you in Boulder. Yeah, I'm coming to Boulder on the 9th. Is the 9th Saturday? Friday or Saturday?
Let me look.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
I'll be in Boulder the 9th. Let me, I probably will say it at the beginning of this podcast, but I'll just read this from the guy. This is how well these things get planned. I'm going to be Colorado Boulding, and he writes, and the building doesn't have an actual physical address, so it might not even exist. The main address of the building right across from the venue called the UMC. So it's 16. So I'm going to be at the Crystal Chemistry and Biochemistry building across right next to the UMC. So if you're a Colorado Boulder, I'd love to see you at the show. I know two fraternities got together to like bring me there. So it's a show that's open to anyone. So you can come on out. I don't think it's free. I think they are charging, but it's for some sort of cause. So come on out. I'll be at Boulder. And so this is his hypothetical. Suppose you have the ability to suck your own dick. I love that he's super stoked to have you at Colorado Boulder. So you can suck your dick.
Leave the political material at home, Jared.
Yeah, I don't think I won't be talking Trump. It does not hurt or require any extra preparation or over masturbating. Do you do it? I imagine once you do it, masturbating will never be the same again, and this will be your go-to for getting yourself off. No one will assume you're gay if you exclusively fuck chicks, but this is kind of gay. Not doing it would be a waste of a lucky God-given talent. So what's your call? Would you swallow?
I mean, he really jumped to the next part there.
Yeah, yeah.
Would
yeah.
you swallow? I mean, you haven't even answered if you do it yet, right?
Would you do it?
No.
Doesn't hurt you. Just something you can do.
I just don't. Like, part of the enjoyment is not having to suck it, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, part of the enjoyment of getting a blowjob is that you're not doing it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying on
so
that.
So I also, it's not like masturbating's gotten old for me yet. I mean, I'm very flexible, so I used to be able to kind of, like, lick it. I used to be able to lick my
penis. Really?
Yeah. I couldn't, like, put it in my mouth.
Yeah,
but I could,
yeah.
like, lick it. And no, it's like, you're like, what, this, I jerking off. It's not old yet. It's still great.
Jerkinoff is still great. I'm still
loving it.
I'm still bemused by it.
It's like Super Nintendo. It's like even when it gets old, it's still Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Still pretty good. Yeah. Still want to go through the levels. What do you think?
Yeah, I would probably try it once, but I don't think it's going to become the thing that I do every time. That's insane.
I'm with you guys.
And I wouldn't swallow either.
I wouldn't swallow. I would fluff. No, but I'm saying, I wouldn't do it. It wouldn't become my thing. And it's for one very specific reason. I don't want to catch myself in the mirror doing it.
That's a good, it's a good reason.
If you ever caught yourself in the mirror, like jacking off, it is a horrifying sight. I don't want to, and like, this is next level. This is like catching yourself eating a pizza when you're drunk in the mirror and you're like, ugh, what have I become?
But worse. You don't love Jesus. Yeah, you know?
except you're sucking your dick. You know, so I that's the reason I'm not into it. Yeah. If you have a hypothetical, title it hypothetical and send it to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news.
This is maybe one of the worst news stories we're ever going to read on the show. Mm. We got this from @TheMotleyReport. Somebody on Twitter sent it to us. It's vagina beer. And it's on Indiegogo.
Okay.
It's been 1% funded in 13 days. So nobody's getting on board with
no
it.
No one's into
nice.
It.
This is.
I love the ones that no one get into.
Yeah, this is
hate Kickstarters. I think crowdfunding.
Vagina beer.
There's vagina. Well,
this was
we'll
made by
the,
like some angry feminist. She's like, you won't eat it. Will you drink it now? At least.
What is the product?
No, it's not. Well, here's the thing. We actually had one where this chick was like making beer using her yeast infection.
Wasn't
like,
she making bread? It was bread.
Bread or whatever. Yeah. Right. But bread. Okay. But this is guys that are trying to do this. This is how they explain it. They go, the secret of the beer lies in her vagina. Using high tech microbiology, we isolate.
Hold on. I love that he's trying to immediately he's in sales mode. The secret of the beer is in the vagina.
It's hard, but it gets worse.
Fuck off, dude.
We isolate, examine, and prepare lactic acid bacteria from vagina of a unique woman. The bacteria, lactic
a unique woman, and that she's so lonely she's allowing you to do this to her?
Unique, yeah.
He claims that it transfers the woman's features, allure, grace, glamour, allure, and her instincts into beers and other products, turning them into a dance with lovely angel.
This is like the kid who uses Axe body spray because he watched the commercial. You know, like he's like, yeah, it gets you chicks. You know, like, oh, I have the allure of women in me.
That's how they, well, anyway, so that, I mean, that's the whole deal. They're using the lactic acid from the vagina, but they try to make it like this special elixir.
This is the most disgusting witch's brew I've ever heard.
Yeah, what's wrong? Like, the people keep trying. Beer is fine as is. I like beer. It's great. Just enjoy a good. And also, like, it doesn't have to come to this. Just fucking drink a Bud Light.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Sleep with your girlfriend or whatever.
This
drink a Bud.
The invention of virgins for virgins. This is what this is. It's a, you know, it's like, this is back to like feudal snake oil salesmanship.
Yeah.
Is really what this is. It's like, listen, if you swallow one pubis, you will be able to grow a pubis of your own and you'll be in, you, women will watch you forever. You know, it's like, no. No, they won't. You're going to say, I drink vagina beer, and they're going to go, get the fuck out of my face, rapist, and have you leave.
Who's? I don't think anyone's going to actually do this, though, right? There's just some weirdo. I mean,
no,
some
probably weirdo. Not. They're trying to bottle 16,000
bottles. I like
that
someone's like, please donate to my Kickstarter for my cousin's leukemia, and they're like, sorry, there's this vagina beer I really want to try. So
I also love the thought of, this is how disgusting, how different men and women are. Like, if I was ever like, it's made with real penis juice, the women would be like, are you, get away from me. What? I'm never drinking penis juice to get a dick.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, oh, I gotta drink the vagina to get a vagina.
My girlfriend once asked me that, my old ex-girlfriend, not the one I'm dating now, but I remember she said, she's like, well, you love eating vagina. Why don't they make like vagina flavored stuff? And I was like, well, we like eating it because of your reaction, not because of, not, it's not like it tastes like vanilla or chocolate some shit. It's just, we like it for, to make you feel good.
If I liked it, I'd be sucking on nickels every day. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, he took it there. I didn't take it there. I didn't take it to coins.
Thank you for bringing the news.
Yeah,
that was
you.
Great. Just going to read a couple shout-outs before we bounce out of here. Jewy Chewy, shout me out since I messed up my last shout-out with a typo. It's Brooklyn Food Porn on Instagram. Yeah, this is, I think we met at the live podcast.
The dog, yeah.
Brooklyn Food Porn on Instagram. P.S. I know your secret based on your response on the show with the chick from Funny Girls. You are underselling your strong medium. Otherwise, you would have associated with a number or even expressed your opinion on the size of others. Well played, my friend. Well played. And then she writes, P.P.S. I don't think you support Donald Trump, but you have defended him. Yeah, I have. I have defended him. I stand by that defense. And another one is JTrain. Shout out my Snapchat. I just made it. Oh, that's Danny. OHTHATSDANI. Sent from my iPhone. And one last shout out. What up, JTrain? Huge fan of the podcast. You're the tits, dude. I just shot a music video and would love a shout out for it. I'll link you to it. And for the listeners, just search Pat the Duke Wall Street Flow.
Awesome.
That would be the Wall Street music flow. Video that was sent in here. Pat the Duke Wall Street Flow on YouTube. It'll be the first link. Thanks so much, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep spreading the word, keep telling your friends, and we will be back next week. Send those emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Jared Fried, jtrain56 on all platforms.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.